We're going to call the town board meeting, Spring Valley Town Board Advisory Board meeting, September 8th, 2020. Call to order at this time. Please stand and face the flag for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Keep your distance.
Hey, rules of the meeting. Social distancing will be practiced during this meeting. You will be asked to keep approximate spacing of 6 feet away from other meeting attendees. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting afforded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside of the room. We have three members present, so we do have a quorum. And we have Brady Bernhardt representing the county over here. Public comment. This is the period devoted to comments by the general public on items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand, state your name and address for the record, and also spell your last name. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. All right, approval of minutes from August 25th, 2020. Do I have a motion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Rodney. Approval of tonight's agenda. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the meeting agenda for this meeting.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Informational items. Thank you. Okay, we'll go get started with the agenda. Start with item number one. Do we have a presenter? For Renee Boyce. Who's presenting? And make sure you guys sign in before you leave, but go. Who's presenting?
This is Renee. This is the homeowner. I'm the general contractor that's doing the job.
Okay. So, let me read the item into the record real quick here.
You want to sign in up here?
You can wait till you're done. Item number one is WS-20-0331, Renee Boyce, for waiver of development standards to increase the height of a block wall in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.5 acres in an RE Rural Estate Residential, AE60 zone in the CMA Design Overlay District, generally located on the southwest corner of Bracco Street and Quell Avenue within Spring Valley, Commissioner Mike Knapp's district. Go ahead when you're ready.
If you need plans, I have them here. We propose to build a 9-foot-4 wall on that corner. The homeowner's concern is just the dust, the noise, number one. Number two, the privacy, level of privacy that he has there, because the adjacent lots behind him actually are going to be about 5 foot taller than his pad. So they go up quite a bit, and they'll be looking into his yard. If he gains this level of privacy, it also creates some type of a safety barrier. He does plan to put in a pool. So with that safety barrier, it'll keep the kids from looking in there, so it's also a safety concern. We don't even want the kids, if they don't see it, they don't have the temptation of trying to access his pool when he's out of town or whatever. And also future growth. They're supposed to expand Bronco going all the way out to Russell. Once they do that, we'll get quite a high volume of traffic coming through there. Future growth, there's a lot of homes being developed right there. So when they built the house, obviously, years ago, they didn't anticipate how much growth what's going to happen in that area. Now with all that growth, he definitely needs somewhat of a noise and a dust barrier right there until they pave that road. So okay. I do have plans here if you'd like to see them.
We have a copy. I think. Did you get to see this, Rodney?
I did not.
If you want to show him a copy.
Just take it.
Quincy Frederick. What the address of property is?
Could that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Any questions from the audience for this applicant? Not seeing any, we'll go to the board. Start with the Rodney.
No, I don't have any questions.
Catherine.
Can you explain to me where the new block wall, I know you have some low wall in the front too, right?
So in the front, there's what's called a small little pony wall.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing really there except that decorative wall in the front. And right now, around the property, it just chain link fits. So
right,
that will
right.
be removed.
Yeah, I was out there like two weeks ago, and I saw. So the block wall is where the black?
Yes, the darkened line is the block wall.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And
then this is just the short pony wall in the front of the house.
Right.
It's more of a decorative wall.
Okay. And this is the...
That's the property line wall, so there's another house to the west of Mr. Boyce that way.
Okay, so this is the wall already here?
Yes.
Okay.
That's already there.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Okay. And this is the one that they're upon?
No, that one is standard 6 feet at this point.
Okay. So...
We propose to
go
from here, there, that way.
In the front also 9 feet?
Yes. This is just a small return wall. This returns back to his house to close the gate in.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No
other questions. All right. So a motion on item one?
I'll make a motion to approve with staff condition.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes. Thank you. Don't forget for your next meeting. Thank you. Item number two. Do we have a presenter? Item number two. BS-20-0342 Edgeview Community Association for vacate and abandon an easement of interest to Clark County located between Gallery Course Drive and Tiny Deer Street alignment between Ford Avenue alignment and Lazy Fox Court alignment within Spring Valley in Commissioner Justin Jones District. Go ahead when you're ready.
Good evening, Paul Kenner, 6345 South Jones Boulevard. We're basically just moving, it's an access easement for the county to maintain the drainage that's along this roadway. And where it was originally dedicated, it went through the landscaping common area. And so we're vacating that component that goes through the landscaping area and just moving it to a place that won't destroy the landscaping. And so we submit it to the county. The county is in support of that request.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the audience for this applicant? Not seeing any. We'll start with Catherine.
You don't happen to have a bathroom?
Yes, I do. So actually, I'll just try it. When this road accesses the community, and there's a drainage that is right here. And so in yellow, this highlighted area is what we're vacating, and they're gonna get access over here, just to the side of it. Because in this roundabout, this has all been landscaped pretty heavily around it. And so if we access here, they won't have to disrupt that for maintenance purposes. So it's all only just moving where this yellow is. That's what's being vacated to move it over here.
Okay. Ready, Catherine?
Yeah.
Rodney, you have anything?
Okay.
Do I have a motion on this item?
Make a motion to approve as presented.
With staff conditions?
With staff conditions.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Item number three.
How are you?
Good.
Life Baptist Church. Do we have a presenter?
Is that for the number four?
Number three.
Number
four. Is it for the church?
Yeah.
Life Baptist? We have it as number three. Number four is a different church, correct. Okay. No one here for Life Baptist Church? That's a county item, actually. Okay, I'll make a motion to trail item three to the end. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so now we're to item number four. It's going to be AR-20-40092. Church Humphrey NKMW. I know I'm butchering this. Street MEOT, I'm sorry. For use permit, first application for review to expand an existing place of worship. Also for waiver of development standards for an off-site improvements, including curb, gutter, sidewalk, street lights, and partial paving. Also a design review for a proposed parking lot on 1.0 acres in conjunction with an existing place of worship on 2.4 acres in an RE rural estate residential, R&P 1, AE 60 zone in the CMA design overlay district, generally located on the southwest corner of Lindell Road and Aquando Road within Spring Valley in Commissioner Mike Knapp's district. If you can come up here and go ahead and get started when you're ready.
Okay. My name is Tespai Barha. I'm the representative for the church.
What's your name and address again?
Tespai Barha.
Okay, go ahead.
I have some pictures here.
Okay, if you want to pass them around, we'll take a look at it.
Pictures, sorry.
That's the parking lot.
As you see on the pictures, we just finished this church for the parking lot, per the recommendation of the staff, part the plans and approved plans. So we just I'm here just to for the design review after a year. So I just want to go for the staff recommendation. So the church, the lot is complete already.
Okay. So the curb, gutter, all that stuff done.
Yeah, done.
Okay, so just for the design review.
Yeah.
Okay. And just for the parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Any questions from the audience for this applicant? Not seeing any. We'll start with Rodney.
No
questions. Catherine.
So everything is done.
Yeah, everything is done.
I ran out actually 2 days ago. It looked very nice.
Thank you.
The landscape and everything looked
yeah.
beautiful.
Thank you very much.
No other questions?
Do we have a motion on the item?
I'll make a motion to approve the staff condition.
All right, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget your pictures for your next meeting. Mm-hmm. Item number five.
Thank you very much.
Have a good evening. Mm-hmm. Item five, DR-20-0343, Charter Facility Support Foundation, LLC. Design review to increase finished grade in conjunction with an approved charter school with other amenities on 11.4 acres in an MD design manufacturing zone in the CMA design overlay district. Generally located on the south side of Patrick Lane and the east side of Jim Rogers Way within Spring Valley, Commissioner Mike Knapp's district. Go ahead when you're ready.
I'm Mike Miller at Locksaw Engineering, 6345 South Jones. The site has on Patrick Lane just east of Durango. There's an existing school there right now that's been operating. They're expanding toward the east, to the east parcel, with two small new buildings, a sports field, some queuing lanes for the pickup and drop-off, and some additional parking. We're here because we had our grading design has fills are greater than 18 inches. But there are several reasons for that. One, the geotech report had caliche. It said there's caliche very close to the surface within half a foot. so we want to minimize any excavation in the caliche. We have a drainage ditch at the southeast corner that we're filling in with a box culvert, so we have fill there. And also the field is a large flat surface, and the existing ground slopes towards the northeast, so there's going to be fill on the northeast corner just to, for the flat field. So those are the main reasons for our grading constraints. I have some plans here if you want to look at them. Or
sure, let's see what you got.
Grading plan. This is Patrick Lane here. Our sports field is here. And then I have an exhibit here that kind of shows, and here's the drainage ditch that we had, and we're proposing a storm drain there, two new buildings there. So we have this large flat area here, and then we have some slopes along the front of there. This is more just an exhibit to show you the area. The circled area is kind of where we have fills. They're 18 inches here and on the order of 5 or 6 feet by the time you get to this corner here. Our deepest one is through here where it's at 7 feet of fill.
Okay.
So where is your school, existing school?
That's here. Mm-hmm. So there's Patrick Lane. The large school's here. And then we're just going to add these two buildings and then this sports field.
I remember going out there months ago.
Cool. Ronnie, did you want to see this? Okay. Same thing.
Okay.
All right, is that it for your presentation?
Yeah, that's it. I can answer questions.
If you're not seeing any audience, we'll go to the board. Start with Rodney. Actually, scratch that. We'll start with Catherine. Do you have any questions? Give him a minute to read.
So this is the area that is the most question, right? That was to increase the grade.
Well, yeah, here and this corner were the largest ones. Okay. It just turned out that the deepest piece was here, but this was another corner there also.
So can finish grade up to 7 feet will be this corner?
That's just one area right in here.
Okay.
Yeah, where we're filling the drainage.
So it will be level after you grade it?
Yeah.
Yes.
No questions.
All right, Rodney, any questions?
No.
All right, we have a motion on the item. Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Get your stuff there. So it's not a county item. Right now, item number 3. Don't see a presenter, so I'll make a motion to place this on the next agenda. Carmen?
Okay.
All right. For vacate and abandon. You can make it first or second or whatever if you want. Fine. All right. I'm sorry, all in favor of that motion? Aye.
Aye.
Second hit. Over. Okay, general business.
Got a couple things tonight, Mr. Chairman. First of all, Southwest Ridge Park, we were fortunate enough to secure some additional funding for an art project within the park. There will actually be two phases to the art project. I think that the amount that they're working with is about $200,000, so it's not a small project, it's a significant project. And with that, they form a committee to review the artist's proposals, and so they're looking for representation from the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board for one member to sit on that committee to review proposals by artists and help determine exactly what will be designed in the park. And so they asked me this evening to put it out to the board to see if anybody would be willing to sit in on that committee. There'd be several meetings. I'd imagine that they may do some stuff by phone, conference calls and things, but it certainly would only be a handful of meetings over the next 6 months or so.
Okay.
So
does anybody have interest in that?
How many people are in that committee, or just one representative from each town board?
I'm sorry?
How many people on the board?
On the committee?
They're looking for one representative from Spring Valley. They have several other people. Brandon from the commissioner's office is going to be on the committee. There are several people in the community that will be on the committee. Somebody from Parks and Recreation will be on the committee. So they'll be between 5 and 7 committee members.
So the art project will be throughout Las Vegas?
Just in the one park at Southwest Ridge.
Where is that at?
It's over off of Ford Grand Canyon, up by the school that's up there. It's west of Fort Apache, west of...
Tyrone's school
is slated to be in Mountain's Edge. This school is, I should know the name of it.
Close to Wet n' Wild or whatever right there?
No, it's further to the south. It's across from Rhodes Ranch on the west side of Fort Apache. At Ford and Grand Canyon.
Okay. Fort Apache and Grand Canyon?
Yes, west of their Ford.
And how many meetings are there?
Oh, I would imagine that there'd be 4 or 5 meetings.
What are the times of the meetings?
That'll be set probably by the committee determining the availability of everybody on it, because there'll be, like I say, hopefully a town board member, somebody from the community, somebody from Parks and Rec, the commission office as well, and they'll probably see when people are available.
Yeah, I think with the last one I was on, we actually had one in-person meeting. We had a few through email, and they sent you diagrams and pictures and stuff that you had to respond to, if you liked them or not, type stuff.
Okay.
And then we had one in-person meeting two, and they came in and made their presentation, the artist did, and then we made a decision from there, so.
So it will be several artists present their idea?
Yes, and then you'll select which idea you feel is the most appropriate or that people like, and then that will determine who is selected to do the artwork. And like I said, they have about $100,000 to work with, so it's a significant piece of art.
Right.
Well, if nobody interested, I'm always interested in art.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to appoint Catherine as the representative for that position.
Yeah.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Cool.
So we got Catherine to...
Thank you, and then I'll get the information to Parks and Rec, and somebody will follow up with you directly, so you'll hear from them. And then last meeting, I was not here. Brandon was. I know that there were 2 suggestions for the budget. As you know, you guys don't necessarily wield a budget per se, but every year at this time, we take recommendations from the board, as well as any citizens that may be in attendance at the meeting. What we do at that point is that whatever the recommendations may be, if it's something that falls under Public Works, I'll meet with the Director of Public Works, try to get that incorporated into their budget. If it's Parks and Recreation, in the Parks and Recreation budget, Social Services, whatever it may be, we sit down with those departments and try to get that incorporated. There have been a number of things over the last several years, probably most noteworthy close by, is that the board several years ago had made recommendations in regards to Durango out front here, and as you know, Durango has been repaved over the last year or so, and that's just one of the examples of the board bringing up a particular area that was followed through as far as funding for that particular project. So if you have any thoughts or recommendations this evening and want to make a formal recommendation, I'll take those back to the departments.
I do have one.
Okay.
I would like to have the tennis courts at Paul Meyer repainted. They're looking pretty bad there.
Paul Meyer, okay.
Correct. And that's it for me.
I have the other suggestions from last week. I'll keep those as well if that's okay with the board. Anything else?
That's it for me. You guys have anything? No? Okay.
We're in a budget crisis right now.
Well, we can make recommendations. You know how it is. Wish list, as they used to say in the military.
Yeah. All right, then if you want to make a motion for the previous items from last week and then the addition of the tennis courts.
Okay.
If you make a formal motion, then we can move on.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to recommend the items on our previous budget request and add the repainting of the tennis court at Paul Meyer. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, good. Okay, comments by general public. Not seeing any. So we'll go. We have our next meeting date is September 29th, 2020. Motion for adjournment. We are adjourned.